Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Hi, I'd like to buy a round-trip bus ticket to Da Nang. I'd prefer to depart from this station tomorrow morning and return on Saturday evening.
We have a bus that leaves tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and for the return trip, there's one arriving back here in Hanoi Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Are these times acceptable for you?
Yes, those will work just fine. How long will the trip take?
It takes about 13 hours with stops in Vinh and Donghoi.
Number 32. Who most likely is the woman? Number 33. What does the man want to do? Number 34. How many stops will the bus make before reaching Da Nang? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Sabrina, are you available to meet with one of the prospective candidates for the executive assistant position on Thursday?
Hold on. This Thursday, I have a sales meeting with the entire staff at 8 a.m., followed by a conference call with our distributors at 9. I'm available to meet with him any time afterwards.
That's great. When do you expect the conference call to conclude?
Hopefully by 10:30 a.m. at the latest. Just send me an email letting me know when the applicant is expected to arrive.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. When will the woman probably meet with the candidate on Thursday? Number 37. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Phil. Do you have the agenda for the training workshop? I want to take a look at it.
No, I think Roger has the entire package for the workshop because he was the first one to register. He won't be back in the office until tomorrow because he is out with some clients. So you will have to wait until tomorrow to ask him for it.
Do you know if the schedule is available online?
I'm not sure, but it is probably available. Try looking on the company's website. Number 38. What is the woman looking for? Number 39. Why is Roger unavailable? Number 40. What does the man suggest? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Wayne, I've been getting some negative feedback from our IT department. They're overwhelmed by the amount of requests from the sales staff and don't have time to assist everyone.
I see. How can we manage the number of issues from sales and prioritize them to lessen the burden on IT?
Perhaps we could have the salespeople make their request to the department heads and let them decide which requests deserve immediate attention.
The department heads are already very busy as it is.
I know, but this would cut down on the calls to IT and let them focus on resolving the actual problems.
There has to be a more efficient solution that will satisfy everyone involved. Let me think about this some more and get back to you.
Okay, I'm waiting for your call.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. Who is dissatisfied? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Chuck. This is Hannah from the leasing office. I'm calling to get an update on the progress of the construction.
Unfortunately, the recent bad weather has put us a little behind schedule. I'm hoping we've already seen the worst of the winter weather, so we can make up some time. I expect that we'll complete the apartments in mid-April.
Oh, that's a shame. I have some clients who want to start a lease in March.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What is the woman's job? Number 46. What is expected to happen in April? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. I can't believe the airline lost my luggage.
I'm sure they'll find it eventually, but now you don't have anything to wear tomorrow, right?
I wonder if there is a clothing shop around here where I can buy an outfit for tomorrow.
I remember seeing a shopping mall on my way to the hotel. I'm sure you can find something there.
Is it far from here? How long does it take?
I guess you could probably get there in about 10 minutes by taxi.
Well, I'd better ask the information desk in the lobby. I'm sure they'll know the closest place.
You should have enough time to go before the introductory dinner tonight. It doesn't start until 7 p.m.
Number 47. What is the man's problem? Number 48. What does the woman suggest? Number 49. When does the introductory dinner begin? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, I received this schedule book for a New Year's present the other day.
Right, it's ours.
I like this schedule book, but it has an error on the February page. Can I get an exchange for a new one?
Sure, you can, but only if it was purchased within the past month and if I can check the proof of purchase. May I see the receipt, please?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't have it because I received it as a gift from a friend. But he gave it to me 2 days ago, so I'm sure he bought it recently.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, sir, but I can't exchange it without a receipt.
Number 50. When did the man receive the gift? Number 51. Why does the man want an exchange? Number 52. What does the woman require? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, there's an underground parking garage right next to the restaurant.
Yes, but what about all the expensive equipment in the car? I'm worried about someone breaking into it. The parking garage doesn't have security, and someone could steal everything while we're at lunch.
Why don't we try to park somewhere in the open? I think I see a parking space outdoors down there on the other side of the street. It's directly across from the restaurant.
It's perfect. Hopefully we can see it from our table. I don't want to take any chances. Number 53. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 54. Why are the speakers concerned? Number 55. What does the man mean when he says, "It's perfect"? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling to reserve a table for 6 people for dinner this evening at 8 p.m.
Unfortunately, we're completely booked at that time. We have a table for 6 available at 7 p.m. How does that sound?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check with the other people in my party. Can you make the reservation for 7 and I'll call you back if it doesn't fit? My last name is Crosby.
Perfect. I'll reserve a table for 6 people at 7 o'clock under the name of Crosby. Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says, "How does that sound?" Number 58. What information does the woman give? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Can you believe that Melissa is being promoted to the head of sales in the San Francisco office?
I'm also shocked. She's only been working in this office for less than a year and hasn't been one of our top salespeople.
Yes, I'm actually not that surprised. She has managerial experience in her previous job.
Right. Before she joined our firm, she managed one of our competitors' top sales teams on the West Coast for a couple of years.
Oh, I never knew that. Good for her. She's going to have her hands full in San Francisco. That's one of our fastest growing offices in the country.
She's well deserved it.
Number 59. Why is Melissa going to San Francisco? Number 60. What makes Melissa qualified for her new role? Number 61. According to the man, why will Melissa be busy? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
How did you like the training session for new employees last weekend?
It was quite better than I expected. I really had a good chance to learn about our new working environment and businesses. Especially, it was a great opportunity to learn how to participate effectively in office meetings. What did you think about the training?
Yeah, I liked it too, but it got kind of boring at the end. It could have been more entertaining, you know.
I get what you're saying, but actually, it was okay with me. Number 62. Who probably are the speakers? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which class was the man interested in the most? Number 64. How did the woman feel about the event? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
What a chilly day outside. I was hoping to go to the tennis court today and have a game there, but not in this weather.
I am going to go downtown and do some shopping. Do you want to go to Gordon's department store with me instead? It's just 10 minutes away from here.
That sounds great. I wanted to go there since I received a sales coupon in this magazine. Look, I'd like to buy this pink sweater.
It would look great on you, and it's only $39.99. It's reasonable. I haven't gone there yet, but the magazine said that the sales event is awesome. We can also use the coupon. I'm just going to put comfortable shoes on, and then I'll be ready to go.
Number 65. What are the women mainly discussing? Number 66. What did the women decide to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What should the woman do to use the coupon? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I'd like to have this jacket cleaned. I'm going on a business trip this Friday, and I'd like to take it with me. How much does it cost?
Let me see. It's going to be $16.
Oh, it's much more expensive than expected. Your sign says it can be cleaned from $6 and up.
Well, right, but it depends on the material the jacket is made of. We have to use special cleaning products.
Okay.
Today is Wednesday, so I can rush the service and you could have it by tomorrow evening.
Thank you so much.
Number 68. What does the woman say she will do at the end of this week? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What is the jacket made of? Number 70. What does the man say he will do?